Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. Fears the return of Australian wine exports to China won't solve problems of oversupply as the industry grapples with a wine glut. Producers are warning they're having to rip up their vineyards to survive. Wine critic Ray Jordan says margins are tiny for suppliers of low-end brands, and not just in Australia.
In Europe, young people aren't drinking as much wine as they once did, so they've got a lot of established vineyards as well. So it is going to be an interesting period, and I've been talking to a lot of wine producers who say they've never seen it quite so tough.
More countries may soon be allowed to join parts of the AUKUS military pact. Japan is likely to be the first country to sign on to what's being called Pillar 2 of AUKUS, which focuses on sensitive defence technologies. New Zealand also wants in on the deal, and Canada says it can contribute as well. The WA state government is investigating ways to address supply chain issues caused by extreme weather. Some shelves remain bare at major supermarkets as they deal with a backlog in freight after flooding last month cut off Western Australia's main road and rail links with the eastern states. A search is underway in Queensland's far north for a missing police officer. Scott Duff hasn't been seen since Monday in the Cairns suburb of Edmonton. The Tactical Crime Squad and SES volunteers are combing the area in the hopes of locating the 50-year-old father. A group of elderly Swiss women have won the first ever climate case in the European Court of Human Rights. The group, mostly aged in their 70s, have argued their age and gender make them especially vulnerable to heatwaves. The ruling will now trickle down to influence the law in 46 countries, including Britain. And one lucky winner has scooped up the $50 million prize in last night's Oz Lotto draw. Hailing from the Sunshine State, they were the only Division 1 winner, making them the biggest winner so far in 2024. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, fullback Reece Walsh has been named for the Broncos ahead of Friday's NRL Battle of Brisbane. While Tristan Saylor finds himself on the bench, Tom Flegler has been given the green light at the Dolphins for round six, despite a shoulder injury last week. The AFL Tribunal has rubbed out forward Keziah Pickett for tomorrow's match against Brisbane after Melbourne tried to reduce his rough conduct charge. In entertainment news, Renee Zellweger is making a return to one of her most iconic roles. The two-time Oscar winner will star in Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy alongside Hugh Grant. And singer Billie Eilish has announced her next album will be an eco-friendly release with records made of recycled vinyl and covers made of recycled cardboard. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.